It's a glorious time. I thank God for the journey message. It was a beautiful experience. A beautiful snow. Glory be to God. I can't complain, but I give God the praise. I'm home. And we had a beautiful service on Wednesday. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I bring you greetings from Bishop Rutivi and the wife and the rest of the ministers that came. Amen.
Amen.
They want us to invite them whenever we have anything to do. Glory be to God. Which means we have to grow to where we will be able to, you know, take care of our ministers from abroad. Amen.
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 Today I'm continuing with a lesson I stopped last two Sunday. We started a series. But before I continue, I'd like to welcome our precious sister, Sister Jocelyn. Hallelujah. Glory. Isn't it nice? This is Sister Jocelyn again. Oh my God. When I saw the car pulling, I said, who could that be? Who could that be? And then she walked in. I'm like, wow. God is a good God. God is a good God.
Amen.
Amen. And I thank God for Sister Audrey. All I pray to God is, Father, please take away this Sunday job of hers, because it's also affecting me too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I will thank God for all those that are not in church today. Amen.
Amen.
Remember Pastor Jose Blair. Remember to pray for him. He needs a wife, seriously? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're so glad to have everyone here this morning. Thank you all for keeping the doors open. Because if it hadn't been for the soldiers, what would have become of us? So I give God the praise. Now we're going to the second part of our lesson. We started with purpose. You've seen your purpose. You were not created for nothing.
Amen.
You were born because there is a potential God placed in you.
Hallelujah.
I remember we said those potentials can be for good or for evil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, Lucifer, devil, was created, okay, for a purpose.
Amen.
And what was the purpose? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I ask you, what is your own purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Why has God created you? God told Jeremiah, before you were formed, I knew thee. I ordained you to become a prophet. Now, what has God ordained you? What has God created you to be? You need to find your calling. You need to find your purpose. When you have found your purpose, then nothing can move you.
Amen.
I said, when you found your purpose, especially if your purpose is for goodness and for greatness, let no demon, let no power, let no Lucifer stop you from achieving and focusing on your purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Today, we are going to plan. Plan. P-L-A-N. Plan. We've seen the purpose. Now, what is the plan? How do you go about the plan? People always say, I love it when a plan comes together. You know, we always say, I love it. Oh my God, this plan came together. Everything worked out for good. Well, if you are not committed to seeking and fulfilling your divine purpose in life, every experience, whether positive or negative, will be fruitless. In other words, for your plan to become fruitful, you have to be committed.
Amen.
You have to be committed to your purpose. You see, when you are committed to your purpose, then whatever plan you put in place, according to God's will begin to materialize. Then you begin to say, oh my God, everything worked out well. But when you are committed to seeking and fulfilling your divine purpose in life, you found that every negative or positive experience will come together in a perfect laid plan. I repeat.
Mm-hmm.
When you are committed to seeking and fulfilling your divine purpose, if you are a prophet and you are committed, I'm hot. Is the AC on?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. When you are committed to seeking and fulfilling your divine purpose, you see, Jeremiah was committed in seeking and fulfilling his purpose as a prophet. Now, was he sweet? No. He was thrown into the den. He was cast into the prison. He was mocked. But you see, he was what? Committed. Now, in other words, for your plan to materialize, you need a commitment. For your purpose to come to pass, you need a commitment. So you need to be committed to seeking and fulfilling your divine purpose in life. When you do that, then you will find out that every negative or positive experience will come together in a perfect laid plan.
Amen.
Every positive or negative experience, the fact that God says, I will bless you, you are going to experience some negative experience and some positive experience. But your commitment, right, now will make it fruitful. Because the fact that God says, I'm going to bless you, and you are being harassed with a negativism, and because of that you withdrew, then what happens? You don't achieve.
Amen.
Your plan is fruitless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The plan becomes fruitless. So now, for you to see your plan begin to come together in a perfect laid way, why? To assist in the execution of what you alone have been called to do in this world.
Amen.
That is when you will now be able to do what you alone, see, not me, because my purpose and my plan is different from your purpose and your plan.
Amen.
Now, if I'm committed to making sure that I overcome every trials, trials must come. Tribulation must come. Negativity must come. Remember the battlefield of your mind?
Yeah.
But your ability to stay focused. Somebody say focus.
Focus.
When you stay focused, then you bring every plan to place.
Amen.
How about you now becoming a powerful woman of God? You lay hand on the sick and the sick get well.
Amen.
You speak to the blind and they receive sight. You know there'll be joy in your heart that, oh wow, every plan is coming to fulfillment. But before that time comes, were you willing to pay the sacrifice of prayers? Were you willing to pay the sacrifice of humiliation? Were you willing to pray the sacrifice of fasting? Because it's in your fasting, in your praying, in your dedication, overcoming the flesh, not allowing the flesh to rule you,
amen,
that you can actually become a great man or a great woman of God.
Amen.
Now, when you give into the flesh, much of the flesh, how then will the Spirit of God work in you? Yet you are a minister of God. But when you give in to too much negativism, the how will the power and anointing of God begin to manifest in you? Give me the book of Romans 8:28. Only when you are focused and committed, then your plans will materialize. And you'll be able to do only what you are called to do in this world. Romans 8:28.
And we know
that all things
work together
for good
to them
that love God
to them
who are called
according to his purpose.
You see, according to his purpose. Now, what is your purpose? If you run in another man's purpose, you're going to fail.
Amen.
Are you called to be the uncle or the brother of Lucifer? And your call is just to kill, steal, and destroy? Well, I tell you a truth. Only when you do that, you prosper.
Amen.
Because the day the devil will try to do good, he will die. Did you hear me? I said the day the Lucifer will try to do good, he will die. Because his purpose is just to kill, steal, and destroy. So don't be amazed when you see people bent on evil. And then you are like, oh my God. You mean all this? This person, as at 60, you are still like this? At 70, you are still like this. No, don't blame them. That is their purpose. They may go to church. As a matter of fact, they will be the first to even come to church. And then you wonder, why you go to church? You've been serving God. How come all the words of the preacher cannot even move you, cannot pinch you? No, don't blame them. It's because that is what? Their purpose. And their plan has to be executed. And what is their plan? Their plan is how to sit down in the dark place, in the quiet place, and begin to plot on how to maim and destroy another sister, another brother in the fellowship, in the family, because that is just their purpose. You see, and for them to carry out the purpose, they need a plan. And what is the plan? I'ma get you. I know what to do. I'm going to put that big stone on the door because I know you walk too fast. So you may not be able to see that you can stumble and fall. You see the plan? Now, let's bring it home. What about we turn that plan to positiveness? What about God's purpose for your life is to be a dynamic woman of God, is to be a dynamic man of God, if that is your purpose. Now, how do you execute the plan? Lord, I know you have called me, and you said in me is the fullness of joy. You said I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, how are you going to carry out the plan? You're going to carry out the plan not by envying somebody else you do the work of the devil, but you carry out the plan by, in your quietness, you begin to talk to the Holy Spirit. Lord, lead me. What do I do? I want to be profitable in the house of God. I want to lay hand on the sick. I want to be a woman of substance. The Bible tells you that women of substance took care of Jesus. Did you read it? You think they will be proper? Women of substance saw to the needs of Jesus Christ. Now, what about you? Asking God, Father, is this part of my purpose? Then how do I carry out the plan? Listen, Susan, you know their name, right? Susan, Mary, those are the women that took care of Christ. And Bible says they are women of substance. Now listen, how did they plan in carrying out their purpose? They saw the need of Jesus Christ. Am I right? And then they knew that, oh no, we can't be wearing good clothes and Jesus Christ is wearing, you know, ordinary robe. So they carry out the plan. You bring $200. You bring $200. You bring $200. They put it together. They went to the market. They bought the beautiful, most beautiful, the most expensive linen. And then they begin to make Jesus Christ a robe. So don't ask me where you've talked about purpose, but how do we carry out the plan? Now, give you the examples of how you can execute your plan. Yeah. And were they blessed for it? Yes. Do we read about them in the Bible? Yes. Now, listen, their purpose was just for that. I said their purpose was just what? For that. The purpose for Mary Magdalene is to anoint Jesus' feet with the most expensive oil. Was she a prostitute? Oh, yes. But when the time for the purpose of God to be executed, she had a plan. She said, I know I'm not good. I know I am dirty. I know, Lord, there is nothing good to be written about me. But I know one thing, though, that if I can come to you and bow and confess my sins, I know my life will become new. She went and bought the most expensive oil, the most expensive perfume. She came. You see, that was her plan, to buy back her life. What is your plan to take back your life? What is your plan to take back what the enemy has stolen from you? She went and put it at the feet of Jesus Christ. So when the Bible says, men like Judas Iscariot, whose plan is negativism, begin to find fault. Oh, why do we have to give the pastor all of that? Oh, why do we have to do that? We should have sold it and give the money to the poor. Meanwhile, he's a thief. Oh, let's sell it and give it to the poor. And Jesus Christ said, I rebuke you. Don't you know that what this woman did is a significant of his death. Woman, you are whole. Aha! Jesus is saying to someone this morning, you are whole. The divine plan for your life is actually a roadmap leading you to your destiny. Did you hear me? The divine plan for your life is actually a roadmap leading you to your destiny. He said, all things work together for good. What are the things? All things, including bad and good. All things. The Bible didn't make an exemption. He said, all things work together for good. Yeah. So all things working together for good is actually a roadmap leading you to your purpose.
Amen.
The day you don't have to eat, why don't you praise God? The day you have to eat, praise God. My daughter called me up this morning and said, I don't think I'll be able to make it to church. I said to myself, you just called the wrong person. You just called the wrong person on Sunday morning. Because you know there's no way I'm going to let that demon, right, make you sit at home. And I said, no, that's not God's plan for you. That's not God's purpose for you. I said, you know, I told them the church. The church didn't know, right? Even Sister Audrey will tell you. I said, even if I'm sick, where do I say they should put me? On a wheelbarrow. I said, put me in a wheelbarrow and what? And wheel me to church. God wants to keep me. Let me just be here. Wouldn't it be nice? You know? Wouldn't it be nice? And what a peaceful exit. What? That would be nice.
Amen.
Because when I sit at home, listen, either I'll just be sleeping, right? Or I'll be watching the movie. But if God sees that I'm faithful,
amen.
That you have something to reckon. He will say, you know, leave Satan, take off your hand from my daughter. Don't you see, even when she was down, she still insists that I will be in the house of God. Jacob, I love him so much. In spite of who he is, he held onto the horns of the altar. He held onto the horns of the altar, said, Lord, this is where I'm going to die. Head it on. What is your purpose? And how do you plan going about it? Is it that when you are sick, you want to run? Or because you don't have money, you want to run? Or because the enemies are attacking, is that why you want to run? No! That's the time you need to sit down as a soldier of the Lord and what? And begin to look at the roadmap. Has this happened to me before? Yes, okay, how did I overcome? Okay, now let me use another strategy. Now we're going to fasting, I'm going to pray. Okay, no, let me use another plan. Pastor, please, join me in praying. Praying for what? Because when you tell me join me in prayer, I'm going to ask you, praying for what? I don't want to pray a blind prayer. This have been happening. Okay, fine. We will join hands together. One, we chase thousand. Two, we chase what? Thousands. Amen. You see? Plan. There's no doubting the fact that we will fall. And we'll make mistakes as life journeys on. There's no doubt about that. However, there is a basic understanding that we will commit to following our life's plan and accomplish our goal despite the fall. Despite the fall, I am committed. Give me Proverbs 24, 16. It tells you, Proverbs 24, 16. It says the righteous. Proverbs 24, verse 16. Hallelujah. For a just man falleth. How many times?
Seven times.
How many times have you fallen? And rise up again. But the wicked shall fall into what? Mischief. Only the wicked falls into mischief and they never get up. But you, the righteous, you want to condemn yourself because you couldn't execute death? You want to condemn yourself? You know within your heart you want to do the right thing. But something is just holding you back. Don't give up!
Amen.
Be committed to your steadfastness. Did you hear me? Be committed to what? Your steadfastness. The fact that you want to live a godly life. And anytime you try, something will just come up and, you know, deter you. It's just like a woman. I know that the devil is working tooth and nail. And listen, I too, right? I have a plan. Because I know what God has shown me about that woman, that the moment the woman is able to step her feet and I lay hands on the woman, she will be healed. And she's going to be one of the source to bring people in. But Lucifer has been, you know, and me to have a plan. What's the plan? I've been praying. And I know when my plan come to fulfillment, I'm going to rejoice. Say, oh, I love him when everything comes together. But do you know that when it's time, oh, I'll come today. Oh, I will come tomorrow. I'll just smile. The devil said, You better give up. This one, she ain't coming. No, I'm not giving up, Lucifer. You have your plan for me to give up. No, I also have the plan to tell you, I will not surrender to you. Amen. I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence came and saved me. So I claim I'm the slave of the Lord. Now, how do I execute my plan? Just because your husband upset you at home, or just because your wife upset you, or just because your children upset you at home, then you sit down. I ain't going to church. No, listen, the reason why you are not going to church is because you don't have a purpose. But our Paul says, what shall separate us from the love of God? What will drive you? Persecution? Tribulation? Famine? Hunger? Nay! In all of these things, we are more than a conqueror. My friend, shut up. You are not a conqueror. Don't say you are more than a conqueror when you cannot even conquer the little trial that came. But when you quote the scripture, we are more than a conqueror. We are more than... Oh, no, don't sing that song. Don't sing that song. You are set. You are to set your priority right and be focused on your plans. You see all these examples I've made? It's about setting my priority right and be focused. I have my goal. I know my mission. I know what God has told me about everyone. And you see, I deal with everyone accordingly. The way I handle Minister Don, I will never handle Minister Mina like that. The way I will handle Minister Mina, I will never handle Dickie Maryland. You see, to whom much is given, much is required. You see, the hard way I'm going to handle Edamika, I may not handle Dickie Maryland like that. And you see, the middle way I'm going to handle Dickie Maryland, I may not handle Minister Don that way. Because it might be too much for her. Amen?
Amen.
Even the way I'm going to handle, Sister Tinuka will not be the way I will handle Minister Tina. I deal with every man accordingly. You know why? Because every man have a purpose. And the plan of God is to lead you my way and then to show you the roadmap. Now, I'm just to direct you. See, what I'm doing this morning, I'm what? I'm directing. I'm charging you up to take another step, to know that, yes, you can make it. Yeah. Now, you will go back home and what? Execute your plan by becoming committed and focused. Did you get it? Did somebody get me this morning?
Amen.
Did you get it? Then if you know you got it, why don't you give me your loudest hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
The adversaries or despite the adversity surrounding you, let it not stop you from carrying out your God-given ideas that no man has. Do you have a gift for the children ministry? Go ahead. Do you have a gift that the moment the the pastor says, we need it. You are there. Go ahead. Do not let no man stop you. You know, I feel so disheartened in heart to know that people will have gifts that they want to profit God or to profit the house of God. Mm-hmm. But just because they felt the sister anointed me or the pastor anointed me, they will keep back their gifts. Mm-hmm. They will keep back their tithe. Mm-hmm. They will keep, oh, no way. Listen, God says if you refuse to worship me, I'm going to raise up what? Stones. What you don't realize is that God can replace you, but you can't replace God.
Amen, amen.
Did you hear me? Mm-hmm. God can replace you, but you can't replace what? God. And God has no respect for how you feel, what you feel, but God has respect when you are committed, even in the face of your adversities, be committed. Mm-hmm. Why should that stop you from doing your God-given idea? If you know you have good idea, even if you are angry with that sister, you're angry with that brother, that shouldn't stop you, my friend. I said, God, do you know how to sing? Why don't you come up? Let's form the choir. Whether I step on your toes, or I step on your nose, or I step on your head, do not let that take away your God-given idea. Because you are not serving me, you are serving God.
Amen.
I'm not going to reward you, but God is going to reward you. Amen. Like he rewarded the man with the 5 talents. He rewarded the man with the 2 talents, but the man with the 1 talent, what did he do? He rebuked him and took the talent away from him. You know, that scripture scared me. Because we used to say the gift and the calling of God is without repentance. Once God has called you, yes, that's true. Once God has called you. But God also can take his spirit away from you.
Amen.
How do I know? Mm-hmm. Why did David pray? Lord, take not what? Your Holy Spirit from me. Mm-hmm. He can take his Holy Spirit from you. And when he takes it, what do you become? A prayer. You become empty. Very empty. You know, I used to feel, even I'm among them that I used to preach before. You know, when God has called you, you're anointed, you're always anointed. No. When he began to deal with me, I think that Mika will remember, when God began to deal with me on this scripture, and after that, oh my God, God opened my eyes. Do you know that the man God gave talent, that didn't use it, God took it. That was last 2 years. I think, no, God took it. Why did God took it? God should have said, I'm giving you talent. What did he tell you? It's every talent I gave you, you what? You profit with that. Mm-hmm. So now when you don't profit, what happens? He takes it back from you. If you're anointed and you are not doing what will propagate the anointing to be real, God will take the anointing back, and all what you will do is just loudest noise. No power in the praise. No power in the worship. No power in anything anymore. Ah, may that never be our portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's why you wanted to pray for me. Very well. As I'm praying for you, pray for me. I told you when you pray, out of 10 prayer points, let me be 9. God, let me take 1, 2, 3, 4 up to 9. You don't know what I said. When you receive 1 arrow, the ministers take 10 arrows. I said, let it not stop you from carrying out your God-given ideas that no man has. And I say this, take note, I want to say this. No remnant or leftovers from your past, did you hear me? No remnant or leftover from your past attacks from your enemies or adversaries in life. No, I repeat it so you understand it very well. No remnant or leftover from your past, comma, attacks from your enemies or adversaries in life, let it not overthrow or thwart the unique plan that has been developed just for you. Let no attacks from the enemies, let nothing from the past, let it not attack the ideas, the calling, the potentials,
yeah,
the uniqueness that God has developed for you to follow, for you to follow, for you to follow, for you to follow, for you to follow. Everyone has a calling. There is hope in thy end. Jeremiah said, give me Jeremiah 31:17. There is hope in thy end, Jeremiah 31:17. Why is there hope? And there is hope in that end, said the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. Why would the children come again to their own border? Because now you are focused. Now you are committed. And God said there is hope in that end. Why is there hope in your end? Because you refuse to remain in your fall. So there is hope. But a man that refused to rise from their fall, there is no hope. There is no hope for the man that refuses to repent. There is no hope for the man that refuses to turn back to God. I don't care if you come to church 20 times a week. Oh yes, you may come to church, but what is your uniqueness? The children didn't see G last week. They start asking me, is our teacher coming? You see, the way we men judge, indeed, it's not how God judge. Men may see you to be nothing. But God knows that you have a unique message that will impact your nation, that will affect your generation. And when you found it, I said what? Hold on to it. Click. That is, embrace it. Oh, yes. Embrace it. Then when we come to want to throw you away, don't worry. The storm will come to want to sweep you away. Stay strong. Amen. The enemy will come with a baton to hit you. Stay strong. Cry. Lord, you know this is hurting me, but Jesus help me. Jesus help me. Jesus help me. And when they see that they hurt you, it's not moving you, what will they do? They will leave you. I don't know if I still have that video. I would have played it. Somebody sent it to me this week. A child. I don't know if Ms. Katina has it. One little girl, small, went to school. But when she goes, listen, I don't know. I think she goes to buy beans pudding, akara or something from people. I will not pay, right? Then one day, an advanced woman now stopped her and said, why do you do this? Why will you not pay? I think he'll be lying that, oh, my mother says I should bring. My father says I should come and collect, but he will not pay. This woman now stopped and asked her, why do you do this? You know, don't you know that when your mother, you know, what did he say? I should go and report it to your mother. You know what the child said? You can go and report me. They only beat me. And when they beat me, they'll be tired. And they only beat me. And beat me. And when they finish, they'll be tired. They think they're stubborn. I will tell them, me too, I am stubborn. No, I just want to show that that child is what? Past feeling, right? Mm-hmm. In the negative form. Now, why don't you also be past feeling in the positive form?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen! I said, why don't you also be what? Past feeling in the positive form. Red, you refuse. Tornado, you refuse to move. You refuse to move. Be past feeling when it comes to doing what? The right stuff.
Amen.
The Bible says when Elijah ran from the face of Jabez, he ran into the mountain. There was what? A wind. He said, but God was not there.
Amen.
The air shook. God was not there. Fire came up. God was not there. When you break and know that God is not in some of these things that happens around you. Was it from God? Yes. But was God in it? No. Pastor, how do you mean? Yes, it was from God, because both good and evil comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it that said and the comment to pass when God has no word decreed it? Now, why did God allow it to happen? Why did God allow Job to be tested? Is God not aware of it? Yes, he was. Is it evil? Oh, yes. But was Job moved? Nah. So what about you? Because Job knows that the plan that God has for him is of good, not of evil, to bring him to what? His expected end. What is your expected end? And I showed you last 2 weeks that the expectation of the righteous will not be cut short. Give me Romans 8:18. Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Somebody finish it. In what?
In us.
I didn't hear you.
In us.
Oh, maybe it's only in me. In me alone. So now there's a glory which shall be revealed in you.
Yes.
So why would you let the suffering of this present time move you, shake you, take you out of the glory which shall be revealed in you? I kept telling you that the deeper the suffering, the greater the glory.
Yes.
I said the deeper the suffering, the greater the glory. Because if your glory is little, then you'll suffer little. But if your suffering is from one to the end, it's as if there's not going to be end. So when your glory shall be revealed, when the glory of Job was revealed, what did the Bible say? It said the latter end of Job was greater than what? The former. But no, we don't want it. We want the God of now. Just now. No? Right now, do it, God. And if God's not doing it, oh, it's not God. Where is God? Why? Where was God when the blacks were being killed? Where was God when your hair pulled off? Where was God when they cut your butt? Where was God when they took your shoe? Where was God? You know, we start finding fault with God. Unknown to us that the plan that God, the roadmap that God, the GPS, the Google map that God is laying down for us is to take us to a great expectation of glory.
Amen.
But we just find fault for every little thing. I ain't serving God no more. I ain't serving God no more. I pay my tithe. I pay my offering. And what is happening? Nothing. Nothing. Well, if you're a vessel of God, I always say one thing. I will see who will win. You or God? Except the scripture be not true, that God knows how to make the willing son willing.
Amen.
You want to say to him, he will send you the hunter. It's better you listen. You say the fisher, I'm a fisher man right now. You say the fisher, they will fish you. You say with hook. I only clean you, you know, remove the scales. That's what I'm doing. Removing the scale from your skin, you know, clean you, look at you, make sure you are edible, you know, good enough for frying. They made that fish fry. But when you don't listen and you let the hunter come, the father, he just heard a shaking in the bush. He shoot the gun. Boom! Whether he hits the head, all what the hunter knows is I must take meat back to the house for my family. Don't let God send you a hunter. Find me that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I will send them fisher. And they will not listen. It says, I will send them what? Hunter. I know it's in Jeremiah. Find me the scripture. So, brethren, the suffering now cannot be compared with the glory to be revealed. It's not. While you're finding the scripture, give me Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. Gospel, I say, behold. Oh, she found it. Thank you. Jeremiah 16:16. I should have remembered that. I think I'm growing old. I'm accepting it right now because many things I don't remember. Jeremiah 16:16. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain, from every hill, and out of the holes of the rocks. How will God send a hunter? He will first of all send you a fisher. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. Now, if you don't follow, I will make you hunters of men, hunters of men, hunters of men. I will make you hunters of men if you don't follow me. Now you need to choose one. Now give me Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29. in verse 11. So, for I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. To give what? You an expected end. Yes. I kept asking, what is your expectation? What is your expectation? What plan do you have? Remember what we dealt with, purpose. We said whatever you do is not for you, it's for your what? Coming generation. What legacy are you leaving for your children? What legacy are you leaving? Publix left a legacy. It's still on today. Target left a legacy. Oh, it's still existing. Walmart left a legacy. What's the legacy? They left a legacy that men and women upon the face of the earth will have a place of employment. Somebody started it. Somebody was focused. Did they tell you it was sweet? No. If you read about Publix, it wasn't sweet. Some even went and borrowed money. But they said they remain what? Focus. You need a job? Because you've applied to 20 places, nobody's responding. Be focused. You have a plan. And the plan is, I won't give up until God answers me. The woman that came to the lawyer said, I won't give up until you, judge, give me what I want. Did she get it? Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's why Christ said, who among you will ask his father for a bread and he gives him a stone? Mm-hmm. But many of God's people today are backslidden in the world. Many have gone back to worshiping Buddha. Many have gone back to bowing down to graven images of Mary, Jude, Peter, whatever they call it. In the name that they want God. In the name that they want another God, not the God Almighty. Because they felt that the God Almighty, sitting in the heavens of the heaven, that even created all those demons they are bowing down to, they feel he has failed. But can God fail? Do you think God, the Bible says God, God is a man, God is a just man. There's no righteousness with God. God just don't jump and think I will do this today. No, God already has his things planned. He knows what to do, when to do it, at the right time, in the right place, with the right frame of mind.
Amen.
God knows that he will bless you with a right frame of mind. But human, can you bless one another with the right frame of mind? Amen.
Amen.
God is in the business of saving souls. God is in the business of saving souls for the coming kingdom. If what you showed me this morning, why the Spirit of God was heavy, I said, I saw, it's so beautiful, my mouth can't utter it. It's very glorious. I can't even explain what I saw, but it's beautiful. Very beautiful edifice, very beautiful surroundings, so glorious. That's all I knew. A glorious moment is coming.
Amen.
We have a plan. Amen. We have a purpose. Amen. Our purpose is to walk around the earth and preach about the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And when we do that, then Christ will come. But because it, don't get me wrong, everybody knows about Jesus in the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
There's no country on earth that have not heard about Jesus. But why come the end hasn't come? Because the message, the truth about the kingdom has not reached the whole earth. Not that everyone knows the truth about the kingdom, that Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back to rule and reign in Jerusalem. Not that the men begin to understand that a Messiah is going to sit upon the throne of his father, David. Men don't know that yet. Men think they all are going to heaven. No, you won't go to heaven and commit iniquity. Oh yes, will some go to heaven? Of course, yes. Some will go to heaven for only how many months? 42 months. The Bible says for 3.5 years, and they will return with Jesus to fight that battle of Armageddon, and he will take over Zion. He will take over Jerusalem. What a glorious moment!
Amen.
think about the brightness of his glorious appearing. Wow. Think about it. It's everywhere. He said, I, Jesus, I will return and build again the tabernacle of David, which is what? Fallen down. And the residue of men shall flow. They shall flow. They shall go to Jerusalem to what? Worship. When I read that verse of scripture, how men will flow to worship. And I begin to ask myself, preachers, don't you see this? Don't you see that men will flow to Jerusalem and worship God? Then why do you have to lie to the people that they're going to live in heaven forever? Why? Because they don't have a mission, they don't have a plan. But you that have a plan, you have a purpose. Are you going to let, because oh, when I talk, that preacher will tell me, shut up! Oh, when I talk, oh, they will look at me like, you know, I'm of the devil, like, how come your word is different? Oh, no, you don't have a plan. If you have a purpose, then you should not be what? Afraid. Stand for the truth, be focused. Like Brother Paul, Peter, they all stood. Apostle, they all stood. They were focused. Were they killed? Oh, yes. They said, you only kill this body, but you can't kill what? My soul. My spirit belongs to God. I know that the appearing of Christ, I will resurrect. So you need to know what is your calling, right? May the Lord bless you this morning.
Amen.
Not because I'm finished. Not because I'm finished. But you know, hear a little, hear a little. Go meditate on what we have spoken tonight. Go think about what is your plan. How are you going to carry out the plan of your purpose? And then we'll come back next week. We'll deal with process. Now begin to see what process do we need to take. May the Lord bless you this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.